Johnny walked half the length of Long Wharf until he saw, carved over a door, the familiar rising eye. The door was open, but he knocked. None of the three clerks sitting on their high stools looked up, so he stepped inside. He was more excited than he realized. These three clerks would not even look up when he came in today. But tomorrow, what would it be?
"Good morning, little master. I'll tell your uncle, cousin, grandfather that you are here, sir."
Johnny sat modestly on a stool, his arrogant, shabby hat in his good hand, and looked about him. There was a handsome half-model of a ship on the wall. Sea chests, doubtless full of charts, maps, invoices, were under the desks. The door opened. Two ruddy men stepped out, and Mr. Light himself was shaking their hands, bidding them success on their voyage. As he turned to go back to his sanctuary, Johnny followed him. Mr. Light sat himself in a red leather armchair beside an open window. He would have been a handsome man, except for the color and quality of his flesh. It was as yellow as tallow. Seemingly it had melted and run down.
"What is it?"
he demanded.
"What do you want? And who for heaven's sake are you?"
"Sir," said Johnny, "I'm Jonathan Light Tremaine."
There was a long pause.
"Well?"
"My mother, sir."
The boy's voice shook slightly.
"She told me, she always said..."
"I can go on from there, boy. Your mother, on her deathbed, told you you were related to the rich Boston merchant."
"Yes, sir, she did. But I didn't know you'd know."
"No. I didn't need to know. It's a very old story, a very old trick. And will you be gone, or shall I have you flung out?"
Mr. Light took up a handful of papers. The incident was over.
"My name is Jonathan Light Tremaine."
"What of it? Any back alley drabtail can name her child for the greatest men in the colony."
Johnny's temper began to go.
"You flatter yourself. What have you ever done except be rich? Why, I doubt even a monkey mother would name a monkey child after you."
"Your manners, my boy, are a credit to your mother."
"But I've a cup with your arms on it to prove what I say is true."
The merchant's unhealthy, brilliant eyes quivered.
So you've got a cup. Will you describe it?"
Johnny described it as only a silversmith could.
"My boy," said the merchant, "you have brought me great news. I must see your cup."
"Anytime you say, sir."
"Bring your cup to me tonight. Come an hour after the candles are lit. And we'll kill the fatted calf, eh? Prodigal son, what? Got a cup, has he?"